Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Tov Hei. We are on page 538. Simen Tov Hei is Din Hayotzei Chutz LaTchum, the halachos of someone who goes outside his tchum on Shabbos. The Mechaber says of Aleph, Mi sheyotzo chutz latchum, one who goes outside of his tchum, afilu ama achas, even if he only goes out one ama, lo yikones lios kivnei ha'ir, he cannot go back in to be like a member of the city. Ve'ein lo ela arba amos me'amidos ragel v'lachutz. And says the Mechaber, he only has four amos from where he's standing and outward. So the Mechaber, as we'll see, is l'shitaso, that he only has in one direction, and since he started going out, that's the direction that he chose. And Mishabur writes in Sefkaton Aleph Lo Yikones Lios, Ratzalomer needs to say, De lo tema da ama achas lo choshev yitzia. Don't say that only one ama outside of his tchum is not considered going out of his tchum. Umemelohu kibnei ha'ir, and automatically he still remains like the members of the city. Now there's a sharatzion over here that points out a very interesting thing. Sefkaton Aleph. This language of the Mechaber, that he can't go back in to be like a member of the city, is the language of the Tur. And there the explanation is simple. He can't go back inside his tchum to be a member of the city. But he can go backwards four amos to go back inside his tchum. He just can't go back to be like a member of the city that has the regular rules of the tchum of the city. This is like the sheet of the Raza. That he has four amos in all directions from wherever he finds himself. But the Mechaber who ends off this sif that we just read, and he says, he only has four amos going outward, so leko lufari shachi. So he can't explain his words earlier of lo yukanes lios kivnei ha'ir. What do you mean lios kivnei ha'ir? He can't be yukanes at all. He can't go in to be like a member of the city. He sounds like he could go in, but he doesn't get back the din of a member of the city. According to the Mechaber, he can't even go back in. So what does it mean lo yukanes lios kivnei ha'ir? Ukvar heir bazeh primigodim. The Prima Gadol already points us out in Simon Shin Sadivov, Val Kain Dochaknu Lufare Shachi. And that's why we in the Mishabura are explaining it in this funny way, that Lo Yikones Lios means, don't say that one Amma is not considered going out, and the Mele he's still active in Bnei Ha'ir. That's how you have to explain it, Lufi the Mechaber, Lufi others, it would just mean Kipshuto, he can go back in if he chooses the four Amos in that direction, he just can't regain his din as a Bnei Ha'ir. Says the Mishabur of Aydis HaKadam Beis, Ma'amidas Raglav Lachutz, again according to the Mechaber, once he goes outside one Amma, he can only go four Amos in that direction outside of the city. Avalitzad Pnim Klalo, but going back towards the city he can't go at all. The after Bevadei Lukui Amma Yochel Levarahar Ba'amma Shula Lachotzat Sheyirtza, even though it is Pashit, that according to everyone he could choose which direction he wants his four Amos in, Shani Hochi, here is different. Kevan Shehischil Alechas Al Everzeh. He already started going outwards, so therefore it's Nirik Hibor Har Ba'amos Yemenu Lahalo. So it's like he chose his four Amos going in that direction, and therefore the Mechaber says he can't go backwards at all. Vihine HaMechaber Ozel Leta Mevisim in Shin Sadivov. This is the Mechaber Lashitoso in Shin Sadivov. De'ein Lo Rak Ar Ba'amos. That a person who is outside of his tchum only has four amos in one direction. But according to what the Ramah brought down over there, b'shem yesh omrim, the yesh lo arba amos l'chotzad, that if you're outside the tchum, you have four amos in all directions. V'ichriu sham ha'achronim k'dei azon, the achronim decided that that is the ikar shita back then. So im kain, if so over here also, yachol leilech arba amos shalo afotzad ha'ir. He can go four amos in any direction, even towards the city. Dehainu im yotza ama achas. If he went out one ama from the tchum, yuchal lachzor lesoch hatchum b'shir shalosh amos. He can go back, lefi the Ramah, and these poskim, he can go back four amos in that direction to be three amos back inside his tchum. Vida, dechol ze im yotza b'mezid. that which we're saying he can't regain the status of a member of the city because he's one Amma outside, that is only if he walked out of the Tchum on purpose. Avalim Yotza Ba'ones. But if he went out because he was an Ones, Omachmas Tirdoso, or because he was so busy, Shochach V'Yotza, he forgot about the Tchum and he went outside the Tchum. So there his schemo Achronim, the Achronim agree, B'chol Shelo Yotza Min HaTchum Arba Amos, so long that he did not go outside the Tchum for Amos, Mutter Lo Lachzor V'Lichnos Tocha Ir. He can go back not only to the Tchum, he can go back into the city. In such a case, we say the kevan sheyeshlo rishus lasu l'to tchumo. Since he can go back inside his tchum, so choshev keilu lo yotza klal min atchum. It's as if he never left his tchum because they're overlapping tchumim. He has four amos back in that direction, and that overlaps with the tchum of the city. V'harehu kibnei ha'ir, and he becomes a member of the city. V'kol shekeinim yotza l'dvar mitzvah d'muter lo lasu l'to tchumo misham l'ir. Certainly, if he went outside for a Dvar Mitzvah, he'll be allowed to go back into his Tchum and from there to the city, because this din of the overlapping Tchum is said specifically by one who went out for a Dvar Mitzvah. Kol shelo yotza mitoch ha-Tchum arba amos, so long that he did not go out for amos. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us a very important thing over here. Only when he went out b'mezid, that's when he said he's limited to four amos. The Mechaber in one direction, other poskim in any direction, so he can go back in according to them, three amos into his tchum, but that's it. But if he went out with any kind of ones or any kind of shogig, and certainly for Dvar Mitzvah, so those four amos that he has towards the city overlaps with the tchum of the city, and he's considered back as a member of the city where he has all the rules of the tchumim of the members of the city. Says the Mechaber, Vaita Siv Beis, Hoyso Raglo Achas Toch HaTchum. He had one foot still inside the tchum, viraglo achas chutz latchum, and one foot he stepped outside the tchum. Yikanes, he can go back into the tchum. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Gimel, debasa rubo shadinam. We go after his majority. Vekevan de lo havi elo raglo achas chutz latchum. Since he only has one foot that stepped outside the tchum, vaadayin rubo basoch latchum, and the assumption is the majority of his body is still inside the tchum. Hilkach yikanes. Therefore, he can go back in. Ulefi mashik asavnu le'elam, based on what we just said before, the yeshlo shir arba amos chutz latchum, that he has an additional distance of four amos beyond the tchum, so gamba ze yeh hadin, this din would also apply im yotza ayidei ones, if he went out because of an ones, viraglo achas huadayim besoch arba amos latchum, and one foot and the majority of his body is still within the four amos outside the tchum, and one foot went beyond the four amos outside the tchum. So choshev ki'ilu adayin lo yotza. So that would be considered that he did not yet leave the four amos outside the tchum. Again, it's like we said in Sukkotam Beis, that gives him the din of the regular city and the tchum. Says the Mechaber Vaitas Siv Gimel. Mi shekidesh olav hayom v'hu chutz latchum ha'ir afilu amachas. One who when Shabbos started, he found himself outside the tchum of the city, even one amma. Lo yikanes lios kivnei ha'ir. If when Shabbos started, he was outside the tchum of the city, even one amma, he cannot go back in to be like a member of the city. Ve'eino mahalech ella alpayim amma lo kol ruach mimokom shekidish alav hayom. And he can only walk 2,000 amas in all directions from the place where he was when Shabbos started. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dal v'hu chutz latchum ha'ir. The ilu haya beso tchum ha'ir, because if he was still inside the tchum when Shabbos started, choshev kibnei ha'ir, he would be considered like the members of the city. Kevan shedaitu lichnos la'ir, since he had in his mind to enter the city, v'yeshlo kol ha'ir, and he would get a din of the whole city, v'alpayim amas sviva l'chol tzad, plus 2,000 amas in all directions. Aval kevan shehilchshech lo ama achas chutz latchum. But since in our case of the Shulchan Aruch, it became Shabbos and he was one ama outside the tchum, ein lo ella alpayim ama saviv mekomo sheshav Hashem. He only has 2,000 amos around the place where he was when Shabbos started, and he's not considered part of the city or part of the tchum. Sivkoton hey lios kibnei ha'ir. So again, when Shabbos started, he was one amma outside the tchum. He does not get a din like the members of the city. Ratzalomar means to say, after muter lo lichnos atoch hayir b'miktzos. Even though, as we just learned, he started on Shabbos one amma outside the tchum, he's allowed to go now four amos from there. Dekevan sheshavas rak ama achas chutz la'apayim. Since he started off Shabbos one ama outside of the 2,000 amos, hasmuchim liyah that are close to the city, so yesh lo lichno shalosh amos besochair. So he's allowed to walk in 4 amos, which means 3 amos inside the tchum of the city, and from there he can go 2,000 amos. The shir apayim modedim chutz mi arba amos sheshavas behen. Kedil el besimin shin sadi zayin. So this person who started off Shabbos one amma outside the tchum, he can go back into the city because he has first 4 amos, which takes them within 3 amos inside the end of the tchum, and from there he can start measuring his 2,000 amos, which will take him a little bit inside the city. Mikomakom eino nechshav ayideiz elios kivnei ha'ir. But this still would not give him a din like a member of the city, she'em mutter lo leilech besocho v'apayim saviva. That would not allow him to walk freely throughout the city, plus 2,000 amos in all directions. Kevon de al kaponin be'esh shekidesh hayom hoya chutz tchum ha'ir. Since Lamaisa, when Shabbos started, he was outside the tchum, so he has his own tchum. It happens to be he's able to get back into the city a couple of steps, but he does not become a member of the city that will have free reign in the city, plus 2,000 amos in all directions. He can choose that direction to go his 2,004 amos. Says the Mechaber Vaitas of Dalit. One who went outside the tchum without realizing it. So mutter lasos lo mechitza shel bnei adam. You can make for him a wall of people. She'ervu la'usa ruach v'yicholim leilech sham. You have people that have an eruv in that direction, so they can walk towards where he is, and then they can stand around him and make a wall around him. V'yasu sevivav kemo mechitza. And they can stand around him and make a sort of wall of people. The kaneis b'neim, and he can enter amongst them, and through that he can walk back towards his tchum. V'hu shelo yedu osam shenasis b'hem ha'mechitza shel shem kach nikru. As we saw earlier as well, it has to be the people that are being used as a wall don't chat that they're being used as a wall. Avlim yotza l'das aser. But if he went outside the tchum with das, this is not allowed. So again, the Mechaber is saying in Sivdalit, if a person went outside the tchum on purpose, so he's finished. But if he went outside the tchum by accident, so then he has this eitzah that we can make a wall of people around him, and we'll see if it's large enough area that will enable him to walk back within his tchum, that would make him still a din of a member of the city with the tchum of the city. Says the Mishnah Berurah Katan Vav, he went out shelo l'das, ba'ones o sheshagag v'yotza. Either he was forced ba'ones to go out, or he forgot and he went out. V'hu adin l'dvar mitzvah. The same thing would be if he went out for a dvar mitzvah, he had a heter to go out. So we said, mutter, sevkatan zayin, you're allowed to make for him a mechitza of people. What's the lomer means to say, sha'osin lo takona she'aso l'to tchumo. We make some kind of eitzah for him that he's able to go back into his tchum. V'hu, and that is, dekevan she'yotza. Since he went out, av she'ein lo rak arba amos, even though when you go out to the tchum on Shabbos, you only have 4 amos from where you are now to where you could walk. Kaimalon, we hold, if he found himself in an area surrounded by walls, mutter lahaloch b'chol rochav mechitzos, he's allowed to walk freely within that whole area of wall. Dukula ka'arba amos of chashiva, as we saw many times already, if a person's outside his tchum, and he finds himself in an area surrounded by a wall, that whole enclosed area is considered like his dalat amos. He can walk freely throughout it. We'll see more about this tomorrow, mitzvashem. Ulefikach, and therefore, lo mechitza shel bnei adam sevivav. If we make a wall of people around him ad chumo, meaning he's surrounded by the people, plus it extends the surrounding of the people surrounds the area where the tchum begins as well. So nuchnas ayidei b'tchumo, since he can walk freely within that wall of people, he can walk towards his tchum, which is also in that area. V'kevan shenuchnas b'tchumo beheter, and once he went into his tchum beheter, harehu ki'ilo yotza, we view it as if he never left his tchum, ukid lakameh b'sif hey, like we'll see tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem, in sif hey. So we have this eitz of making a wall of people, assuming all the people are allowed to walk to that place because it was in their tchum, or they have an eruv to go there. So they make a wall around him. Within that wall is him and part of his tchum. So he's freely allowed to walk in that wall. So he can walk to his tchum. Once he hits his tchum, so it's like he never left his tchum, and he's like a regular member of the city. Sevkotun ches mechitza shel bnei adam. Vafilu im haya orecha mechitza si osim alpayim. even if this wall of people was huge and it was more than 2,000 amos, mutter lahalich as kula, you can still walk the whole area. And he can walk and enter amongst them. Hainu sheyikoneis b'neim atol tchumo. He can walk within that surrounded area of the people until he reaches a tchum. V'keivan shenichnas atolcha tchum. And once he reaches inside the tchum, muter leilech le'iro apelo mechitzos. He can walk from there to his city without having any walls. The canal, like we learned earlier. Ulefi mashek osadnu el sivkotan beis b'shem haposkim. And based on what we said in the beginning of tonight's shir, sivkotan beis b'shem the poskim, af im lo higia hamachitzo shel b'nei odom atocha tchum mamish. Even if the wall of people does not allow him to mamish get inside the tchum, el osamuch l'tchum pachos mi'arba amos, it just gets him within 4 amos of the tchum, gam kein shari, that's also fine. The kevon d'al koponim arba amos of kolim b'sol tchumo, since the 4 amos that he has now ends within his tchum, muter likanes, he can enter like we saw before. And finally, Mishabura Sivkatan Yud Vahusha Lo Yedu, the people have to not chap what's going on. I am the Simon Shin Samil Beish and his bar Sham Prati Adinish of the Adam. Look over there in Shin Samil Beish, we went into great detail about the halachas of these people. And Sivkatan Yud Aleph Ladas Usr. This is all only true if he went out either Bishogig or Ba'ones or for Dvar Mitzvah. If he went out on purpose, all this would not be allowed. Sharei Imhu Bisoch Mechitzos Gemuros Eino Rasha Bichiagada Leilach Yosem Yabamos. If a person goes out on purpose from his tchum, even if he finds himself surrounded by real walls, it doesn't help him. He's still not allowed to walk more than 4 amos. Like we'll see tomorrow in Sivov, the kosher came b'mechitzo shel b'nei adam. Certainly, if he went on purpose, he's not going to be allowed to use the wall of people to allow himself to go back in. Even if he had a real wall, he's bound to just 4 amos. So here also, the wall of people, which is a more shvacha wall, certainly he's bound to 4 amos. We'll stop here and continue vayta tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, with Siv Hei.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.